Shalom, today's daf yomi is Sota 43, Sota Mem Gimel. And today's daf yomi, the Gemara is discussing that when Pinchas goes out to battle against the Midianites, he was doing his lipari din avimo. He's going to take vengeance for what was done to his maternal grandfather. And that was because the Midianites sold Pinchas' maternal grandfather, i.e. Joseph, they sold him into slavery in Egypt. And that's why Pinchas led the battle against the Midianites. But the Gemara asked the question, isn't Pinchas a descendant of Yisro? Because it says that after he killed Zimri, the prince who was fornicating with the Midianite woman, it says, who are you to attack us? You come from a person who is an idolater. You come from, your grandfather was Yitro, Shepite Magolam Lavodus Kochavim, who fattened calves for idolatry. And so the Gemara has an answer that Pinchas comes from both Yitro and Joseph. But we see from here that the tribes are attacking. We're attacking Pinchas for coming from Yisro, who was this priest who fattened calves for idolatry. Now, this whole Gemara became illuminated for me when I went to northern Saudi Arabia, which the scholars identify with Midian, and you see just the tremendous presence of Yisro. Yisro has a name in the Quran, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it, excuse me, and they call him Shuab, and he has a whole area of caves, and the whole region is clear that Yisro was the greatest of all the leaders of that area. Yisro is a legend, and he's a very big presence in the Quran. There are only four prophets mentioned by name in the Quran, and Yisro is one of them. And so therefore, this Gemara makes sense in that context, that Yisro was the biggest name in the region at that time. And that's why they're attacking Pinchas for coming from Yisro.